It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. This morning I'm joined by Paul Lepisto and Brett Ofdahl. I think I said your name right.
Yep.
Well, good morning. It's nice to meet you, gentlemen. And I know you're in here talking about something that's going to be going on a big cleanup operation that's coming up.
Yeah, next week, July 10th, we're going to be doing the almost annual river cleanup on the Missouri River, so right here in the Fort Pierre area.
This will be the 14th. We've done 13 of them. Started them in 2009, missed 2011 because of the flood, and then 1 year because of the pandemic. In those 13 cleanups, we've removed 28 tons of trash and debris out of the along the Missouri River in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Wow. So I do have a question then. So where do you think most of that trash comes from? Does it come from upriver? Maybe come down here or?
Well, it kind of comes from all over. We're not too far from the dam, so I don't think it comes through there. Some of it comes in through the Bad River.
Yeah.
Some of it just blows in off. You know, we picked up stuff that clearly came off of a semi or something and blew in big pieces of corrugated, like culvert-type stuff. And then just stuff around town, you know, any piece of trash. Paul picked up a piece of trash walking in here. Because if that stuff isn't picked up in town, next time it rains, it runs down into the storm sewer system and ends up in the river. So it kind of comes from all over the place.
Yeah. And there are illegal dumping, especially areas east of town. People will go to those game production areas and offload something that should be gone through the solid waste facility, but they dump it on public land illegally. And when we find those sites or know of those, we go and get those. And so we don't like doing that. We wish people wouldn't be doing that. But if we know about those things, we go and get those.
Okay.
Couches and beds and grills don't accidentally get there. That's a
day. Yeah. The wind won't blow.
I noticed the wind's strong here, but not that strong.
Right.
So how can people sign up and get involved to help with the cleanup?
Yeah, we got some contact information, but there's a waiver form to fill out, but otherwise people just show up down at Downs Marina on the next Wednesday, the 10th. We're going to start at 5, so if people could start showing up about 4:30, you can get checked in, get your waiver form done, and then if you want to get on one of the boats, because the different state and federal agencies we work with will bring boats down to go out on the river and pick up stuff. And those typically fill up pretty quick. I know we've got some Boy Scouts that are pretty excited to get back on the water again. So come a little bit early for that, but just show up. We can give you an email address to get the form filled out in advance. That certainly helps the registration process.
And we are still looking for more boats or pontoons from private owners. We will have some private boats involved again this year, people that have helped us for years. But if you would like to help us with your boat or your pontoon, let us know, and so we know that you're going to come and help us with that. That way we can get, as Brett said, volunteers are really eager to get on the water. A lot of them want to take the boat ride and go on the water rather than do one of the land crews. So if the more boats we have, the more people we can get on the water, the more areas we can get cleaned up.
So what size of an area of the river is it?
Well, we typically try to cover from the face of the dam down to Farm Island. So I don't know, what is that, probably 12-mile stretch or so. I mean, it's a pretty good chunk of it. So we try to do some scouting in advance to find if there's areas where there's been illegal dumping or areas that are particularly bad because of fireworks or whatever debris, then we can target crews to go to those. Otherwise, the boats, we send them out and kind of assign them a stretch of the river, because I've been out enough, I've seen there's quite a bit of stuff on the south side of the river that's probably come out of the Bad River, and then they just spread out, because you know it just takes them, every time you push up on shore, offload people, they dig some stuff out, you load it just takes time, and that 3-hour window goes really fast. So the more we have, the better. And if people have a pickup in a trailer or something, we'll certainly take that too, because we can send out a crew to an area on ground and bag up a bunch of trash and throw it in that trailer and bring it back to Downs Marine, and then we can sort it.
Okay, so once again, when is it and how can people get involved?
Wednesday, July 10th at Downs Marina, so right there in Downs Marina, Griffin Park. 5 to 8 p.m., and then there'll be a supper for all the volunteers after the cleanup concludes.
Right in the park. And that's food is generously donated by area businesses. A lot of the restaurants will help us with enough food then to feed. We typically run between 80 to 100 volunteers a year. So it's a pretty big operation.
That's right. And, you know, all I got to say is, like, for anybody illegally dumping in there, don't do it.
Right.
It's like, you know, just please don't do it.
And I think the other ask is that, you know, the 4th of July is a big deal around here. People spend a lot of money on fireworks and have a good time. Mm-hmm. But that next morning or that night, clean it up. Because if you don't get it cleaned up before the next rain, a lot of that stuff ends up in the river. And that stuff is hard to impossible to pick up once it ends up in the water. You have to get it on land.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I thank you, gentlemen, for coming in this morning.
Appreciate your time and your help.
And have a great day.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.